The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Kevin Flannery, Director of Dingle Ocean World Aquarium. How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, Jonathan.
Didn't get a chance to get down to you guys this year. We've been there every year for the last 5 years. All well, apart from fungi.
All well, apart from our poor dolphin. He's gone on walkabout, we assume. We're not sure yet.
What exactly has been going on now? The weather's pretty cat today, so I doubt there's many out looking for him. But you've had 5 days of searching in the areas where fungi is known to live. And there's been no sighting whatsoever.
Absolutely none. Maybe one of the fishermen assumed that he'd seen one morning, but it could be another common or bottlenose dolphin because there was quite a lot of them in the bay. We had humpback whales and minke whales for the first time ever outside the harbour over a week ago, and the dolphin was seen with them. He was actually playing in with them. And then after that, he disappeared. But we've had prevailing easterly winds, Jonathan, and easterly winds, as they say here, is neither good for man nor beast. It cleans out the bays. It's wind off of the land, so you have no plankton, you have no fish in the bays. And the possibility that he may have gone off, this is the last hope, that he would have gone off and gone west, where there would be a lot more fish. And hopefully when the winds turn around and it goes a good gale, it's pretty horrendous here now at the moment, but if it gets worse, it might drive him back in if he is alive and kicking out there.
Look, I mean, the cause for concern here is that we actually do like this dolphin. He is a friendly one. I think most people will have been out in a boat to see him at some stage on their summer holidays when they're in Dingle. There is an economic imperative here as well for the town because he helps drive the tourism there. If Funky is indeed after leaving us, whether he left to go back out to sea or whether he unfortunately has met his maker, it's bad news for Dingle.
It's extremely bad news. I mean, economically, he has been huge for not alone the boatmen, but for the shopkeepers and for the hoteliers and bars and restaurants that thousands of people have been coming here. It is estimated in a GMIT report last year that Kerry had the highest rate of coastal marine tourism in the country. And my own estimation is between the aquarium and everywhere else, you could have anything up to 500,000 people engaged in coastal activities, be it going out to see the dolphin, eco-tours, surfing, kayaking and whatever else. So with him gone, it'll be a huge demise, a huge economic demise for the town. You could virtually say, because obviously we don't have manufacturing industry, the fishing industry is on its knees and the farming industry is well and truly gone. So therefore, you're totally dependent on tourism, and with the likes of fungi gone, it's a major economic blow in the middle of this pandemic.
I mean, 30-odd years he's been in the bay doing his thing. You're not going to get another one because fungi was most certainly unique. Is there still a bit of hope there, Kevin, that there might have been another circumstance at play? Maybe he's a bit poorly and has taken time away from jumping for the boats, because I'd imagine that does consume energy, and if he was feeling a little unwell, he might take time to himself.
That's my own belief, that maybe, Jonathan, last week, as I say, with the easterly wind, there was very little fish there. There was humpback whales and minke whales. My first time ever, I see him in the mouth of Dingle Harbour. And he may have wandered off at this stage of his age and said, we'll go for a trip around the Blaskets or head off with them and go where there's good feed. And maybe there might be a realisation that he'd come back in. Now, I will say that yesterday, dive teams and rescue teams were down searching the mouth of the harbour in case he had died, and that they would bring him ashore and the pathology unit would carry out an ageing and process of him. But thankfully, they haven't found anything and didn't find anything. So we're still hopeful that he may have just swam off and gone out to the mouth of the bay, Dingle Bay, around the Blaskets, and he might decide to come back in when there's a good gale of wind again to drive him back in.
Fingers crossed the bad weather will actually bring him back if he is out there. Kevin Flannery, Director of Dingle Ocean World Aquarium, thank you very much for joining us. Jesus, 2020 would really want to give us a break, wouldn't it?